Ron Woodruff was talking about living on the edge, and if you're not, you're taking up too much room. This guy was clawing at the edges, and I mean, not like he was the only one living a wild, wonderful lifestyle as he considered it back then, I'm sure. But he was also a guy looking for a line in life, looking for a little structure and what to do. He was unsuccessful somewhat at his job. He was a guy who couldn't finish anything.
You know, if you stand at home plate in Yankee Stadium, Woody, the character I play, his whole right field lights are out. They're gone. So you're playing just with right, center, center, and left. And so it's tough. But the thing that always the people in my family or life that I've come across who are in the same situation I am in the film, you're not quite sure, are they getting anything at all? And if so, what? And what did I just say that might have hurt their feelings?
Marty ultimately said, look, this is incredibly funny, but what we're talking about is not funny. And I'm not going to make a traditional movie that, you know, has a didactic ending where we explain to the audience exactly the way they should feel and digest what they've just seen.
In the book, Solomon describes her as having an air of loftiness that neither labor nor lash could rid her of. So there was something very intriguing about her, that she had so much light despite the darkness around her.
I think she was always looking for love. I think at a certain point she realized that she was doomed, that she wasn't going to make it. And she poured all her heart and energy into this relationship and into this Dallas Buyers Club.
I realized that that was my mother up there, and I hadn't used her consciously when I was shooting it. But when I saw the finished film, I really saw her.
There was a photograph of the story, which is a photograph of Martin sat with Philomena, and they were both laughing. And the story was so sad, and yet the photograph showed them both laughing, and I wondered how they'd arrived at a place where they could both laugh like this. And
just hanging with each other, being able to go to the studio, dress up, look cute, smell good, and be wonderful. And you know, it was like, I'm going to work with Darlene today and Fanita, or I'm going to work with Edna, I'm going to work with Clyde King. Ooh, we're going to have fun.
That's kind of what's been missing from the animated world in general, is they've gone away from that musical celebration.
You're following a street poet. You're following somebody who has a very conflicted relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood. You're following an actor that could have been any place in the world but decided to stay in that square. And so you're following a real human story behind these politics.
The thing that film does, I think, better than any other medium is create the possibility for these, you know, a feeling of vicarious identification by the audience with human beings who they're separated from by this massive geographic or political distance.
In a film, you wanted to be transported into somebody else's mindset. That's what's so powerful about cinema as an art form.